KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump has named Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York as the new U.N. ambassador. Trump saying former ICE director Tom Holman will be border czar. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from Mar-a-Lago.
Republicans will cast a secret ballot to elect a new Republican leader. It comes as Mitch McConnell is stepping down from Republican leader after serving in that position for decades. Elise Stefanik will have to go through a confirmation process, but that position of border czar does not require a Senate confirmation.
Several people close to President-elect Trump have stressed to ABC News the significance and influence of billionaire Elon Musk over the past week. Since Election Day, the world's richest man has spent nearly every day at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, multiple sources tell ABC News. Fire crews on both coasts are battling wildfires, including a blaze along the border of New York and New Jersey that killed a parks employee, and one northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County that has already destroyed more than 130 homes. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today is Veterans Day. PTSD, suicide, and mental illness. Serving our country puts veterans at higher risk. More than a third of the nation's veterans have a mental illness diagnosis in their record, and that's only counting the people who had access to and got help. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council said homelessness is also a big concern, especially because all of these things are connected.
Let's face it. Let's say you have PTSD. But if you're getting ready to get thrown out of your house, you think you're going to your VA appointment? No, you're worried about trying to find a roof over your house.
Veterans are more likely than the general population to become homeless. If a veteran needs help, a great place to start is the Dane County Veterans Service Office. And a big part of fighting the opioid crisis has been holding companies accountable. Wisconsin has been part of multiple lawsuits suing drug manufacturers. Municipalities can use money from settlements to pay for drug treatment programs, prevention efforts, and the life-saving drug Narcan. Here's Lisa Hale.
Attorney General Josh Call, along with a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger this week. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement, putting Wisconsin at $780 million total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions.
And if you've driven down John Nolan, you've seen that the holiday lights are all up. They flipped the switch Saturday night on the Holiday Fantasy in Lights. It takes hundreds of volunteers to set it up and keep it running, and most of the music comes from local groups. The lights are on every night at Olin Park from dusk until dawn. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. What do you say?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Judy Davidoff. She's the publisher of Isthmus.
And you'll get the scoop on how I almost lost my pinky finger.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Person on this stage believed in you.
Every single person on this stage voted for you.
Because we see ourselves in you. We look at you and think, that's me.
That's the man I want my future children to look up to.
And Mr. Trump, Your Honor, we know that you say things that are controversial sometimes, but really you're just speaking the truth. And I hate how the lamestream media, Michael Che, tries to spin it to make you look foolish.
So if you're keeping some sort of list of your enemies, then we should not be on that list.
And it's C-H-E, Che.
Again, God bless the comedians. And also, I wear your enemies' list with pride, and also you. Okay, Steve Bannon said Dems getting plenty of advice about their, quote, whiffs of condescension and implied disdain for key groups of voters. But didn't Trump just make big gains with constituencies he's treated with unsubtle contempt? Thank you. Who talks down to people more than Donald Trump?
I know.
Ah! Tara Dublin says when Trump left office, inflation was 6.7%. Today, it's 2.4. Come back in 1 year and see where it is, you MAGA f***ers. Thank you. And Joyce Vance, our friend, says, whatever the next days and weeks hold, the most important thing is not to let Trump take away your sense of power as an American. We did not quit during Trump's first 4 years in office, and we're not going to quit now.
I ain't going to quit. Right. I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah. We all have to be Richard Gere now screaming at Louis Tucker Jr. Karen in Chicago. Hello, boo-boo-foo.
Hello. Hi, good morning. Bear with me, Stephanie.
Wherever you are, you are. Don't listen. Nobody apologize where you are. If you're angry, if you're sad, if you're wherever you are, whatever you need to do to take care of yourself, how do you do it?
Oh, I want to start with a positive.
Okay.
Before I started my weekend, Anita and I were lucky enough to coerce the lovely and talented Jody Hamilton. And Jody, by the way, I'm all for yours and Lonnie's song being the opening of the show.
Oh, just by the way, this was an accident. Whatever we just played now was an accident. That's not our... I don't know what that was.
That's not it.
Sean's just doing
whatever,
his favor by filling in. We don't know what happened. Anyway, go ahead.
Whatever Rage Against the Machine vibes you want to throw out there, I'm down. I want to say this. Okay, so I was hoping, I formed this Chicago ladies, Steph had group to go walking
in
the woods.
I saw that,
and, you know,
and I liked it and retweeted it. Oh, my God, I love that. Listen, I went for a 40-mile ride with my Major Taylor group, and then I went for another 3-hour ride yesterday with my friend Steve. Whatever, first of all, take care of yourself. Get in shape. Get in the fight.
We have to.
So thank you.
We have to, and so thank you because it was wonderful. It felt really good. We had a little roundtable therapy session and just kind of what next type of thing. We are all in the fight. We are not going to give up. But, you know, we have to support our local representatives. And J.B. Prisker, God bless you. I don't know what this is going to look like, but any bit of obstacle and resistance that we can do. But I am going to say this. I have broken bread with in-laws who voted for Trump in 2016. I don't know how they voted.
Yeah.
I don't know in the subsequent elections, but I'm going to say this right now. What if they did? I am not going to be joining them to celebrate the birth of a brown baby who, if his family showed up at their doorstep, they would deny shelter and food.
Yep.
I am not going to give them aid and comfort with my company or my anything. I am done. I am, like, completely detaching myself from these people.
You know
they don't care about my child.
And I don't, by the way, if people in red areas listening, I want you to be safe. I don't want you to provoke people. But you know what? No, I agree with you. F you. You want me to unite with the guy that calls in and calls me a ditch licker? You want me for Angela to unite with the people that are texting black people where to show up to pick cotton? No. You know what? It's like we're always the ones they tell, oh, get over it now. You destroyed the Capitol
and
pooped all over the walls of our country when you lost. So don't tell me, oh, you're being a sore loser.
Exactly.
And reach out now. It's like, no, screw you. So wherever you are, honey.
No, and can I just say, though, Stephanie, very quickly, they ran an anti-trans campaign. And I'm sorry to say this, but there are people on both sides of the aisle. Martina Navratilova cares more about a damn sport than she does the safety of my child and other trans children.
Yeah.
We have got to reach out to this community. They are the most vulnerable, I would argue. And by the way, this is a white people problem. White people, white women voted for their right to access of abortion and threw everybody else under the bus.
Yep.
So F them, F the mainstream media, the white folks in mainstream media that want to sit there and talk about economic insecurity for rural Americans or have panels of black voters that we're not going to support and vote for her and basically throw themselves under the bus along with everybody else.
Yeah.
I am done with that. Stephanie Rule got an earful from Eddie Gloud, and thank you, Eddie Gloud, and thank you for the black voices in media that are putting out the truth, and thank you for having Heather Cox Richardson on.
Yeah,
we need to come together and fight this tyranny.
That's right. I love you, honey. Go get walking. Get it. Get out there.
I love you.
All right. Love you, too. To Karen's point about her relatives, Randy Mam Singer said, we don't have a difference of opinion. We have a difference of character and decency, and it is different this time. So however you handle it. But also to Karen's point about taking care of herself, she started a walking group. June said, you won't lose me, Steph, and you and family, that means all of us, family, took a big hit. How can anyone not take a break? Your own health and well-being comes first always, period. Take off. Go touch the grass. You're free to come and go as you need. We'll all still be here. We are all more than politics. So do what feeds your soul. I went, you know, bike riding with friends. I talked to Bob Seska. I talked to Joe from Jurors. I talked to Jody Hamilton. I talked to my big sister. Do what you love with the people that you love. Heal yourself, right? And then rise again when you're ready. You're not on anybody else's timeline. John Pavlovitz, our friend in North Carolina, said, suggestion for days like these, don't police people's emotional responses. Allow them to grieve, to be angry, to ask questions, to feel hopeless, to cry, to curse, withdraw, engage, to sleep, to see the possibilities, to have no answers. These are unprecedented times, and none of us are equipped. Give grace to yourself and others. Okay. Leslie in Long Beach. Hey, Les.
Hey, Steffi. Hey, everybody. You know, I just want to say this quickly as I can. I'm not in the camp of blaming our candidate. She couldn't have done anything different at all. She was a fantastic candidate.
Yeah.
You know, all of that said, and I'm really tired of the finger pointing, but all of that said, I blame the media 100%, and I'm going to tell you why. I looked at a media analysis of just the second quarter of this year, and the three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, the number one thing they talked about 43 to 45% of the time was inflation.
Yep.
If that word had the end, and two of those three networks in that quarter never mentioned quarterly profits, and only one network mentioned quarterly profits 4% of the time. If those numbers would have been reversed, it could have made a difference because,
well, listen, we have Sean sitting here. You know what? Things are too expensive. Kids can't pay off their debt. They can't afford to buy a house. But this isn't Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's fault. And you're right. Corporate greed and greedflation are the reasons. And they didn't do any stories on that, Leslie.
No, they didn't. I wanted to scream at the television, and I don't know if I can say names from a network or not, but Arnold Melba was one of the worst, inflation every damn day, and he never followed it up with quarterly profits, price gouging. And so it puts all the blame on the administration instead of where it belongs.
Well, it's like Michael Tomasky said, it's not what is, it's what the perception of what is. And that was formed largely by the mainstream media. I mean, our economy is provably the envy of the world. We have bounced back from COVID better than anybody, despite having the worst possible leader in our response to COVID. Which, you know what the answer is, Jody, really?
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you for so many people for recognizing that. Lisa says, the only current news source I can stomach is Free Speech TV. We need to support independent media. Corporate media is not on our side. Try Stephanie Miller's show and Tom Hartman's show. Thank you, Lisa. Florence said, if Stephanie Miller were on the same number of radio stations as Rush Limbaugh, we'd be in a much better place now. Thank you. And not just me, but the Tom Hartmans and the Randy Rhodes and the John Fugelsangs and the Dean Obadalas. Sean, could you take your organ out for me, please? Francis tweets, Luke 23:24, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Yeah, I got bad news, Jesus. They knew. They did it anyway. Yep. Sermon is over. Thank you. Robert Reich said, on a somber election night, there were signs of hope in ballot measures. Voters in states across the country approved minimum wage increases, paid sick leave programs, enshrined reproductive rights in state constitutions, and rejected school privatization. Progressive policy is still popular.
Yeah, it is.
Why it makes no sense that they voted for Trump, who was against all of those things.
A lot of people like to split their votes.
Yeah, because
they're stupid.
Because maybe you take a moment to say, okay. One last one. Media Matters said 4 years after fomenting a coup, Trump owes his return, at least in part, to a rankly dishonest right-wing information ecosystem that helped carry him through countless scandals that would have ended the careers of most politicians, driving his comeback to the pinnacle of power. We were saying Nixon would have survived.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, that's part of this whole thing that you just can't ignore. Let's go to Steve in Arizona. Hi, Steve. Hello. Did I do it? No, it screwed up. All right,
we'll fix that.
I'll come back to it. I'll go back to love. Steve, thank you. Steven's Tennessee. By the way, give some special love and light to our blueberries in red areas are having a particularly tough time. Be safe. Do not feel alone. He says, Steph, thank you for all you do. I've spent the last few days on an emotional roller coaster. All of us, Steve. My wife is definitely a liberal, but has gotten tired of hearing me bitching about this. And I have also had to do a real gut check about the people in my life I call friends. They're all maggots, and I've never had any guardrails about pissing the opposing side off. So I've decided to end my relationship with them. We're all going to be acquaintances only. I just can't be around people that believe like this. Your show gives me such relief. I'm not alone in this fight. We have to keep it going. Steve, we're all in this fight. We all need each other now more than ever. Believe me, I appreciated so much every single email and thread and tweet and all of that stuff and phone call. George Conway said, in the end, the majority of Americans chose Trump because they wanted what he was selling, a nonstop reality show of rage and resentment. Some Democrats, still gripped by the lure of wonkery, continue to scratch their heads over which policy proposals might have unlocked more votes. But that was always a mug's game. Trump's voters never cared about politics, policies, and he never gave them any.
Exactly.
Thank you. Again, this whole, Kamala Harris being held to this impossible standard, him being held to none, and us just all sane-washing and getting so numb that any single thing he did would have ended any other politician's career. It just became an endless doom loop where we're just like, oh, well. And so the American people said, oh, well, eggs are too high. So I get, you know, and by the way, I guess racism isn't confined to one category of people. If you can make some brown people feel like they're better than that, you're they're not the brown people you're talking about, you can fearmonger and divide in those groups as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I'm looking. I'm literally preaching to the choir.
Yes.
Sean, how are you feeling about this election? speak for the youngins. Were you shocked? How were you feeling last week?
I was sort of shocked, but
yeah.
Yeah. No, everybody. I think everybody knew better this time than to not vote against Trump.
I'm sorry about my generation.
Thank you. Actually, it was mine. It was
Jen. How many times I have to apologize to him? Sean, I'm sorry. We literally everything up for you. Yeah. See, the normally soft-spoken Sean Comiskey has been left even more speechless. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to find things to talk or not talk about for hours
for
now,
hours.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. We love us some. What am I? Oh, Best in Show. That's there what I'm thinking of. Okay. All right. He's wildly looking for that. All right. You know. Oh, go ahead. Here we go.
Talking and not talking. We could not talk or talk forever.
Yeah.
And still find things to not talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I, for one, appreciate Sean Comiskey's. Because everyone else won't shut the fuck up. So thank God we can have a little piece of quiet because Sean doesn't overtalk.
Right.
Okay. By the way, that's the little dog in the background. That's my entire life now. I'm just glued to Bonnie and Clyde. So whatever you love, whatever you need. Chris was funny. He said they're two-ply. I said yes because I've cried into both of them. When one of them gets too soggy, I cry into the other one. Oh, I know. It's late. 21 minutes after what? All right. Bossing me around. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, what did we just say? Keep yourself healthy. You got to stay in this fight. Take care of yourself. Karen just started a walking group. I am taking not just probiotics, Sean. The best probiotics. Survivability. We all need that now, right? To work their magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. To do that, they have to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal, which is buku cool, but not good for probiotics. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It is the first one with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Come with me if you want to stay alive.
If you want to live.
Right. Okay. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics. It is a game changer for your digestion, your immune system. Oh, immune. That's your immune system is going to be important because polio will be back. Thanks, Dead Brain Worm Guy. Even your mood. Do you think that might be a problem? Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for the whole family. Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free, 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider. Made me learn a little bit faster. Made my skin a little bit thicker. Makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me wider.
Yeah. Tom tweets, I ain't gonna quit. I got nowhere else to go. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Me too.
I ain't gonna quit. I got nowhere else to go.
All right. Tennessee Holler says every time inflation came up, the media and the Democrats should have been saying it's a global issue fueled largely by corporate greed and we did better than most countries. Those are the facts. Instead, Biden got the blame and likely Kamala by extension. Thanks, mainstream media. Enjoy your detention camp. I don't have to go to the same one as Andrea Mitchell, do I? Because
no,
that's
going to
be tense.
No. You'll be in the comedian side.
Okay, good.
It'll be fun.
Good. Wendy says, why does no one understand the real reason Trump won? The right-wing media fed their audience a diet of slanted, distorted information that made it possible for Trump to win. I disagree. This is the only reason, but it is one of the most important. Mm-hmm. I have taken a lot of solace, Jody, in how many people at least seem to be getting that part of this, which is, I think, only everything.
Well, hopefully they'll remember.
Right. Yeah. Aaron Rupar said the problem is most people simply do not absorb quality information. Instead, increasing numbers have a media that is mostly a bunch of lies, conspiracy theories, and irrelevant diatribes that right-wing propagandists use to deceive people.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying it'd be different if we lost on the truth.
Right.
We lost on complete lies.
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, everybody was talking about Christopher tweeted, this is a Latino family who voted for Trump speaks out. It was about the economy. Trump's threats of mass deportation didn't matter to them as they believe it won't affect their undocumented relatives because they aren't criminals. And Tom Nichols said, and that's not even the best part, the parents came here illegally as teenagers mm-hmm. and became citizens under the Reagan amnesty. Mm-hmm. And now they're not worried about Trump because he'll only deport, quote unquote, the bad people. Mm-hmm. Man, a lot of people are going to be in the find out part of the, around mm-hmm. portion of the program. It's not going to be pretty. 29 minutes after the hour, Heather Cox Richardson coming up. I'm so excited. Her debut appearance mm-hmm. on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison police say black students got racist text messages after Election Day. These texts were sent out all over the country. They told people they'd need to show up at a certain time and place, and they'd be enslaved. Many of them name-check President-elect Donald Trump, and sometimes when people get these messages, the sender addresses the person by their first name. UW police say there's no evidence these threats are credible, but encourages students to report them. The CEO of the NAACP says these messages are meant to spread hate and stoke the flames of fear. What a shift. Today, only 6% of Dane County residents are experiencing drought. That number was up to 100%. With the rain we've gotten, our status has moved. 2024 is now the third wettest year over the last 130. New CDC data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students nationwide say they've experienced at least one trauma. That can include experiencing homelessness, abuse, and parental separation. Research shows that adverse childhood experiences, abbreviated as ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry and produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist Joe Barjone says we see the same thing here in Wisconsin.
That increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity. And childhood trauma is expensive. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators support kids who have had these experiences. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Verlo mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I was going to say, preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
I had a really hard time trying to pinpoint why I don't think I've ever felt more heartbroken and hopeless as I do now. There have been a lot of times in my life when I've been disappointed, when I've been depressed, when I've been angry, but I have never felt these things to the depth that I felt yesterday. But I gave it some thought, and I think I figured it out. The reason I'm so heartbroken, destroyed, and absolutely disgusted with the results of this election is that it invalidates everything I have ever been taught about how I should live my life and everything I've tried to teach my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Sweeper, guy that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know his real name.
He's all over social media. Yeah. Yeah, Soapy T tweets, why are people spewing trash about how you can agree to disagree and still get along, as if vocalizing hate and discrimination toward marginalized groups is somehow analogous to preferring pineapple on pizza, mm-hmm. which is also, Sean, as we've covered, an abomination unto the Lord.
It is.
As is voting for Donald Trump.
Yes,
we cannot be friends.
No, we cannot.
No. It's exactly. You voted for a felon rapist. Like,
yeah.
You can't. We're not disagreeing over tax rates.
No.
Okay. Randy Bamsinger, this is an interesting point. She just said, I'm usually an empathetic person, but I feel nothing for Trump voters who are about to learn that mass deportations and tariff will raise prices and inflation. Nothing. Zero. In fact, as someone who can't afford higher prices, there's an evil part of me that can't wait to see your moron MAGA faces when you can't. You got what you deserve. I mean, I hate to say it, but all the people they're going, oh, you stupid liberal elitists, a lot of those people are going to be able to afford it. You're not going to be able to. You know, and you'll find out that we were fighting for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I don't include me in the we liberal. I'm just saying we know Hollywood friends that are in the top 1%. But yeah. But I'm just saying all the people they hate, they're going to be able to afford all this. You're not.
Right.
From the Wall Street Journal, out this morning, wages are up 4.6% from a year ago. The economy grew 2.8%, 233,000 jobs in October. This is the most robust economy in the history of the U.S. I don't know what to tell you. The other, how about they're saying, oh, people, I think it was Charlemagne the God said, people just want to feel safe. Crime is way down under Joe Biden.
Thank you.
That's the other lie they just bought, that crime is way up, that the economy's terrible, and it's all, yeah. And Rude Pundit, tell me how this would have stopped the mass support of the anti-immigrant and anti-trans people lies. Tell me the candidate who would have been able to convince people the economy was actually doing great. Tell me which Democrat would have magically done that for all of you circular firing squad people. And, you know, it's more important who to blame, right? Steve in Arizona. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Stephanie and
Hi.
Crew.
Hi.
Long time, first time.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Say, do you know of Randy Rainbow?
Of course I do. He's a genius.
Yeah, you should play some of his work. It's pretty good.
We do every now and again.
Okay. Say, I felt compelled to call and pass on a very important, powerful message. So, fellow listeners, get your pens or records, recorders ready for this important message. Don't worry, it'll be clean.
It'll be what?
Here's some resistance. The presidential oath requires him to protect the Constitution and the Republic from all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Well, he's both.
I feel Donald Trump can qualify as a domestic enemy of the Constitution and the Republic. Mm-hmm. He has already said he's going to suspend and or whatever.
Yeah.
So here's the line you need to say to your representatives. In my opinion, Donald Trump and his agenda is a clear and present danger to the Constitution and the Republic.
All right. Okay.
Clear and present danger.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Steve. Did he say get your pencils and your recording devices?
Mm-hmm. Recording devices and pencils.
All right. It's next over there next to my apron. Hey, did you see that Dilbert cartoon from 19... Okay. Hey, Randy Rainbow's a guy that does parody songs. Come on, don't be mean. See? Donald Trump has made me mean. Will this ever go away?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I apologize, Sean. From my general genius, but that's gonna stick. Oh, actually, JoJo from Jersey is coming on tomorrow, which is Tuesday.
I
hung up with her yesterday, I said, I'll see you next Tuesday. D. McPherson from town. See ya. Okay.
That wasn't very nice of you.
That's how we talk to each other. She said the funniest thing about Nick Fuentes is that I did.
Oh, gosh.
It's another word for, you know, that was, okay. Well, she'll say it tomorrow on that. Oh, but we're going to get 11 billion downloads, I can tell you right now. JoJo from Jers and Spicy Jody and I are going to do a completely uncensored, like, 10-minute happy hour tomorrow after this regular show. Is there enough swear words for this, for what just happened, for this cycle of bull? I don't think so. Barb McQuaid says Jack Smith's best option now is likely a public report per special counsel regs to record for history Trump's conduct to defraud the 2020 election and steal government secrets. Right like the wind, Mr. Smith. Please. At least we will have a record of it, right? You know, and someone else was saying that, oh, they're going to haul Jack Smith before Congress. And someone's like, I don't think that's going to go well for Trump. Because, like, okay, let's get all those facts on the record in Congress.
Jeffrey Toobin said so.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one in our... You are an idiot! Stack, which is getting quite large. This is the headline, Did Joe Biden Drop Out? Google searches... Spike on election night, suggesting many Americans had no idea he wasn't running. But trust me, it's not disinformation or misinformation.
No,
it's fine. It's everything's fine. Everything is fine. Everything's fine. CARES data on how Muslims voted in 2024 election just dropped. It is beyond brutal. 53.2% for Jill Stein. 21.4% for Donald Trump. 20.3% for Kamala Harris. Democrats have lost Muslims so badly over Gaza that the Muslim ban guy got more votes than she did. Guy that's going to ban all the Muslims and then flatten Gaza on the body of dead Palestinians. Okay, nicely done. And also, did I mention? You are an idiot. Okay, John Pavlovitz, right now MAGAs are pumping out their chests because they think they and Trump defeated us. It's when they can't pay their mortgages or afford groceries or get health insurance that they'll realize Trump was the singular enemy all along and we were fighting for them too.
Yes, we were.
Thank you. To my point about all the people you hate that you call liberal elites, they'll be able to afford all that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt them.
Nope.
Fuzzy says, no longer watching mainstream media, you're the only one.
Oh, Fuzzy. You're Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're the only one. Walk across the fire. I have had very little sleep. Okay. Fuzzy also said, okay, Steph, I can't be the only one who has offered to put a ring on it. Maybe just friends, though, just until you find the one who is your type. I'm a helper that way. Listen, I am in such grief. Who knows what I'll do? Who knows how much America Strikes Back sex I might be having in the next little while? Come on down, everybody. Joni says, you guys are keeping me sane, just like during the Orange Stain's previous nightmare of a presidency. Never give up. Thank you. You are fortunate that I have nowhere else to go. Okay.
I ain't gonna quit. I got nowhere else to go.
And I love this country. This is my country, too. There's, what is it? What's our last count? 76 million of us. We're not some little minority. Jennifer in Chicago. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
Can I be the official moving consultant of the Stephanie Miller Show?
I'm not moving, but go ahead. Hearing on. Oh, there we go. All right, go ahead, Jen.
Me to the point. Now I know why people ask if you can hear, because we can barely hear you from this end.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, you know.
You know
that's
why?
Okay.
Because we can't afford the fancy right wing phone systems. All
right, go ahead. My point exactly. I'm in the moving business. I represent a major national van line. And we have over 1,000 truckers out there on the road. Uh-huh. And you know what they can hear no matter where they go is right-wing extremist hate radio.
Thank you.
What they can't hear in many parts of the country is people like you.
Yep.
And we need to start pushing our Democratic millionaires to make them buy radio stations.
Do you think you're singing my tune, Jen?
Some people will say,
I've been screaming this for 25 years.
I know. What do we do, Stephanie?
Well,
I'm over crying, by the way.
I know.
I'm fired up.
Good. Well, Jen, here's the thing. I know.
And I want to tell your listeners about resist2025.org. because this may help them to get through this. There's some good videos on there. There's things you can do. Another really promising information, because I do agree with you, it's all about the messaging and who's getting it and where they're getting it. You know, there are people in some rural parts of this country that didn't even have internet, that still don't, but you know what they're getting it? They're getting it because of Joe Biden, because it's part of the infrastructure deal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, and they'll probably get it when Nutjob is in the White House.
And Jen, listen, I have to say, everything you're talking about is what we've been screaming about for years and years and years. But if this isn't the wake-up call that wealthy Democrats or the party or whatever needs, I don't know what is. And I keep saying it's not just about me. It's about the whole infrastructure and the next generation of this infrastructure. It's not, oh, please help me keep my show. It's about you have got, these are the truth tellers on our side. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You cannot. They are just lies on their side. I would admit if I lost a fair fight, I went, you know what? People agree with you on taxes or on X, Y, Z. But
you know what?
Yeah.
When I'm sitting at my desk, I'm listening to you on the internet. But when I'm in my car because I'm an outside sales rep, I'm listening to you on the radio. Radio is not dead yet, Stephanie.
Yep, I got
it. And here I have one other piece of good news that I read this weekend.
Okay.
I saw that because I thought, how do you unbrainwash cult members, like a massive cult member situation? They've done some studies at MIT where they can use AI to on social media to get these people off their stupid conspiracy theories.
Right.
So, and you know why? Because they don't get, AI doesn't get emotional. They don't get frustrated. They don't name call.
Yeah.
They just keep at it until the person is convinced.
Yeah.
Now, if we can figure out how to apply that to Fox News.
Yeah. And remember,
then
hate has won before many times in history, you know, but in the end, love always wins out. And it just, we have to, this is.
I just don't want to go through a world war to get to it.
I know.
But,
I know. But thank you, honey, for your thoughts.
It's scary.
And thanks for hanging in there with me.
Right.
This is, this is what I'm saying. By the way, lift someone up. I tried to call a lot of the people I love, you know, because a lot of people are struggling and they're going through other life stuff, illness, losing people, you know. Reach out. You don't know what people are going through that may need, right? They may need some. So I thank all the people that are lifting me up, but I take it as they're trying to lift all of us up to go, we're not alone. We're in this fight together. Kat tweeted, Steph, I feel like my soul has been punched. My sadness has turned to anger, but I won't give up on you or any progressive voices. I won't give up at all. Thank you, Kat. Vote your interest, said, I'm with you, especially now. We know you understand our grief with these horrific election results. I tune into your show for confidence. I don't stand alone against these fascist criminals. You do not. 76 million of us.
Yep.
Aja Kane said, I'm right there with you today. So grateful for you and your tribe. Thank you. It makes no sense after the energy she generated, explaining racism to my young nieces yesterday, crushing their hope and enthusiasm with reality. I was talking to you, Jody, yesterday about all of those videos with Kamala Harris with little girls.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks my heart today, you know, with people having to explain. You know, I was saying that was the saddest tweet last week. Someone's like, stop telling your daughters they can be president. Someday they can't. I mean, I hope that's not true.
Not in this country right now.
Yeah. Seattle John said, this old grizzled Vietnam vet is with you, sister. Viva la resistance. Dumb in my best Stephanie Miller Show impression. I love you, JoJo from Jurors. He writes as well. Yes, we have to dust off the old Viva la resistance. There's a silver lining, Jody.
There
since
you go.
Since he's going to blow up the economy with his tariffs and mass deportations, I don't have to buy new resistance T-shirts. I just went back to all my old ones. Do you know how many Trump shirts I have? Win-win. How many resistance T-shirts I have? You stepped on the slide whistle trying to get to the resistance music. It's Le Marcier. Is that how you say it?
Something like that.
All right. He'll find it. It's Sean's filling in. It's over there somewhere. But just because we can't find the song doesn't mean we can't find our resistance.
Exactly.
It's in us. It lives in us. Okay, 47 minutes. There you go. Viva la resistance! Ho ho! Together we will find a je ne sais quoi. Au revoir, ennui.
What?
Onward. Pepe Le Pew. Jacques Cousteau. Guy Lafleur. Listen, I'm doing the best I can this morning.
I'm not even sure how to correct you on any of that.
Escargot. René Robert. Gilbert Perrault.
Okay. Catherine Deneuve.
Catherine Deneuve! Oh, especially in the Lizzie movie. Ho ho!
from Hogan's Heroes. See? We're laughing again. Just to keep from crying all day. Alrighty then. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... I'm cracking myself up. CB Distillery. Do you feel like we might need a little help? A little chill? Sean, a little chill, a little something, a little sleep, something, something. CB Distillery, you're a gummy guy, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Jody's a gummy girl.
I am.
Yeah. Chris is a tincture guy. I am a relief stick girl because I did, you know what I did? Palos Verdes, 40 miles, 2,000 feet of climbing. Ouch. And then I did another three-hour ride in Griffith Park, up, straight up, the Hollywood sign.
Both ways. In the rain.
Yeah, I don't know how it was uphill both ways, but it was. Okay, CB Distillery. The relief stick, amazing. Folks say it helps with pain after physical activity. More calm, better sleep. I mean, whatever health concern you have, CB Distillery is the source we trust. CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
Come on now.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system, their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Dogs, Bunny, and Clyde. Sean, Bunny is a 10-pound dog, and let me explain Bunny in bed. She is a furry bowling ball that is somehow, it's like, cemented to the bed. She's somehow, like, she's in, on, that's how immovable, of course, she is. But it's because she loves Mama. Why does she love Mama? Dr. Marty's, right? Hefe, the previously persnickety dog, loves his Dr. Marty's, right?
That's right, he does.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sean is quiet, but... That's why you know it runs deep, his
exactly.
sentiment for Dr. Marty.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you. I don't know what I would do without my doggies. They are my salvation. They are my sanctuary during this difficult time. And they're my children. They're my furry bowling ball bolted to the bed children. And they deserve. That's why she's strong. It's because of superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. No fractionation, meaning a million different ways to say wheat. It is the first four ingredients are meat, 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 meat. That's what their ancestors ate in the wild. That's what they need to eat. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, raw, freeze-dried, everything is packed in there. And right now you get 54% off and a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. New York Times PitchBot writes, analysis, to broaden their appeal with Latinos, Democrats must start trashing Latinos. Thank you. Thank you. I can see how his message was much better, that you're floating garbage rapists. I'm sorry. You know what? I am still in my anger phase. I wasn't sure.
Life is weird.
Okay, if Lynn, as a black woman, can stay in this fight in Arizona, I can. Hi, Lynn. Hello.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good. You know.
Hello. I'm going to stay in the fight.
A simmering ball of rage. How are you?
I have nowhere else to go. Oh.
Okay. Go ahead.
If the lamestream media could just stop with the, oh, we're not sure, and, oh, we don't understand. Oh, I understand. I understand exactly.
Yeah.
Until we're able to get past the racism and the misogyny,
yeah,
this country will never change.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for the fight, and I am firmly angry. I'm not sure. I don't know when I'm going to get out of the anger stage.
Yeah.
But thank you. We love you so much.
I love you back, Lynn. Thank you. By the way, I saved this for you. This is how
great.
We can still have nice things. Did you see the actual, what do you call it, statement that Melania Trump put out? She said, majority of Americans have entrusted us with this important responsibility. We will safeguard the heart of our republic, freedom. Hang on. Oh, no, that's not it. I anticipate the citizens of our nation rejoining in our commitment to each other, rising above ideologies for the sake of
individual liberty.
She actually wrote it.
Individual liberty?
Yeah. So, see, we can have nice things for the sake of
individual liberty
and economic prosperity.
Economic prosperity. Make her giggle.
It's funny, Sean, because he ran against foreigners. She sounds like a Latka from Taxi. That's why that's funny. Okay. Joe in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hello, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Stephanie. I can barely hear you.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, I was just wondering who's going to be the George Floyd, what ethnic group, and how soon after Trump's inaugurated it'll happen. I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. I don't think I heard his question either.
It was about who's going to be the next George Floyd or something like that.
Okay. All I know is I have an individual liberty. Okay, Heather Cox Richardson coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.